Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 10, The Opulences of the Absolute. Krishna is explaining his opulences in response to Arjuna's request to hear of them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "Yes, I will tell you of my splendorous manifestations, but only of those which are prominent to Arjuna. For my opulence is limitless." Comment. Krishna begins his description by saying hanta. Hanta is a form of address expressing tenderness. Krishna is so pleased by Arjuna's inquiry that he reciprocates by saying, "Oh, hanta, yes, I will speak about my opulences." Krishna will now describe how we may remember him when viewing the greatest manifestations in this world. But first, he explains that he is the super soul in everyone's heart. 20. I am the super soul, O Arjuna, seated in the hearts of all living entities. I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings. Comment. In this verse and the next 20 verses, Krishna lists various objects or groups of living entities and states that he is their essence or the chief member of each group. 21. Of the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Of lights, I am the radiant sun. Of the Maruts, I am Marichi. And amongst the stars, I am the moon. 22. Of the Vedas, I am the Samaveda. Of the demigods, I am Indra, the king of heaven. Of the senses, I am the mind. And in living beings, I am the living force, consciousness. Comment. Because the mind is the most difficult sense to control, it is considered the greatest sense, and therefore it is represented by Krishna. 23. Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Of the Yakshas and Rakshas, I am the Lord of Wealth, Kuvera. Of the Vasus, I am Fire, Agni. And of mountains, I am Meru. 24. Of priests, O Arjuna, know me to be the chief, Brihaspati. Of generals, I am Kartikeya, and of bodies of water, I am the ocean. Comment. The ocean is so great that it neither increases when rivers and rains pour into it, nor decreases when its water evaporates. 25. Of the great sages, I am Bhrigu. Of vibrations, I am the transcendental Om. Of sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy names, Japa. And of immovable things, I am the Himalayas. Comment. Japa is the simplest form of sacrifice. Yajnam japa yajyosmi. Of sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy name. Krishna says, in his purport, Srila Prabhupada explains, of all sacrifices, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, is the purest representation of Krishna. 26. Of all trees, I am the banyan tree, and of the sages amongst the demigods, I am Narada. Of the Gandharvas, I am Chitrarata, and among perfected beings, I am the sage Kapila. Comment. Nara means mankind or spiritual, and Da means giving or granting. Narada, who has disciples all over the universe, gives God to everyone. Chitrarata was Arjuna's friend, and he taught Arjuna the art of singing. 27. Of horses know me to be Uchaishrav, produced during the churning of the ocean for nectar. Of lordly elephants, I am Aravata, and among men, I am the monarch. 28. Of weapons, I am the thunderbolt. Among cows, I am the Sarabi. Of causes for procreation, I am Kandarpa, the god of love, and of serpents, I am Vasuki. 29. Of the many-hooded Nagas, I am Ananta, and among the aquatics, I am the demigod Varuna. Of departed ancestors, I am Aryama, and among the dispensers of law, I am Yama, the lord of death. Comment. The Sarpas mentioned in text 28 referred to one-headed snakes. The Nagas referred to in this verse are many-hooded. 30. Among the daitya demons, I am the devoted Prahlad. Among subduers, I am time. Among beasts, I am the lion. And among birds, I am Garuda. Comment. Time, as Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita 11:32, is the great destroyer of the world. By time's influence, everything within this world is created, maintained, and destroyed. 31. Of purifiers, I am the wind. Of the wielders of weapons, I am Ram. Of fishes, I am the shark. And of flowing rivers, I am the Ganga. Comment. Srila Baladev Vidyabhusan comments that the Rama referred to here is Parsaram, because Krishna is explaining his vibhutis, his opulences, not his incarnations. Parsaram is a living entity empowered, Shaktavesh, to wield weapons. 32. Of all creations, I am the beginning and the end, and also the middle, O Arjuna. Of all sciences, I am the spiritual science of the self, and among logicians, I am the conclusive truth. In text 20, comment, in text 20, Krishna said he was the beginning, middle, and end of all beings. So the Baladev Vidyabhusan says that in this verse he was referring to all sentient beings. Here, however, Krishna says that he is also the beginning, middle, and end of every non-sentient creation. Nyaya, logic, teaches various ways to reach a conclusion, including Vitanda, Vada, and Dalpa. Krishna says, I am Vada, the natural conclusion. Vada is debate carried out according to standard rules without trying to force the establishment of a particular conclusion. Vitanda is quibbling, or merely destructive argument, in which one tries to defeat the opponent by any means possible. It does nothing substantial to positively prove one's own thesis. Jalpa, using various deceptive means to fool the opposition, is unfair argument. Vitanda and Jalpa are forms of argument in which winning, not necessarily determining the truth, is the main consideration. 33. Of letters, I am the letter A, and among compound words, I am the dual compound. I am also inexhaustible time, and of creators, I am Brahma. 34. I am all-devouring death, and I am the generating principle of all that is yet to be. Among women, I am fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience. Comment. Death is described here as savahara, all-devouring, because it takes everything away, including our memories. Many qualities in the Sanskrit language are considered feminine, and among them, these seven represent Krishna. Men may also possess these qualities. Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport. The seven opulences listed, fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience, are considered feminine. If a person possesses all of them, or some of them, he becomes glorious. 35. Of the hymns of the Samaveda, I am the Brihat Sama, and of poetry, I am the Gayatri. Of months, I am Magha Shirsha, November, December, and of seasons, I am flower-bearing spring. 36. I am also the gambling of cheats, and of the splendid, I am the splendor. I am victory, I am adventure, and I am the strength of the strong. Comment. Krishna infuses objects with splendor, and we thus experience them as splendid. 37. Of the descendants of Vishnu, I am Vasudev, and of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Of the sages, I am Vyas, and amongst great thinkers, I am Usan. 38. Amongst all means for suppressing lawlessness, I am punishment, and of those who seek victory, I am morality. Of secret things, I am silence, and of the wise, I am wisdom. 39. Furthermore, O Arjuna, I am the generating seed of all existences. There is no being, moving or non-moving, than it can exist without me. Comment. Krishna herein explains how we can see him everywhere. Without Krishna, nothing can be, and no one, moving or non-moving, can exist. Whenever we see anything, we can think the existence of this person, this tree, this building, this universe rests upon Krishna. Nothing exists without him. After speaking this verse, which by itself can award us perception of him everywhere, Krishna sums up chapter 10. 40. O mighty conqueror of enemies, there is no end to my divine manifestations. What I have spoken to you is but a mere indication of my infinite opulences. 41. Know that all opulent, beautiful, and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. Comment. Everything opulent, beautiful, glorious, or strong should be seen as simply part of Krishna's splendor, because all opulences, even those not specifically mentioned in this chapter, emanate from Krishna. Krishna concludes this chapter by repeating his basic message, but he adds one more point. 42. What need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Everything, not only those things possessing extraordinary opulence, beauty, or strength, exists, sustained by Krishna's power. Ekam Sena, Eka means by one, Amsena, part. Ekam Sena does not refer directly to Krishna, but to his expansion, the Supersoul. Srila Prabhupada explains this in his purport as he summarizes the entire chapter. Quote, if, however, one thoroughly studies the different descriptions of the opulences and expansions of Krishna's energy, then one can understand without any doubt the position of Lord Sri Krishna and can fix his mind in the worship of Krishna without deviation. The Lord is all-pervading, and by the expansion of his partial representation, the Supersoul, who enters into everything that is, Pure devotees, therefore, concentrate their minds in Krishna consciousness, in full devotional service. Therefore, they are always situated in the transcendental position. Devotional service and worship of Krishna are very clearly indicated in this chapter in verses 8 through 11. That is the way of pure devotional service. And that ends the quotation from Srila Prabhupada and ends chapter 10. Hare Krishna.